Hey, Mike and JS. This is Nick calling. I'm the guy that's been like sending magazines to the PU box for the past like 2 years or whatever. And I just got a bunch of new subscriptions for like a discount price that should be showing up in a few weeks. But I mistakenly put your guys' email down instead of mine. So now I can't turn off like the auto renew for that. So if one of you guys could like just make sure you turn off the auto renew before like a year from today. Just so I don't get charged like $6 or whatever in a year. I really appreciate that. So yeah, enjoy the magazines. Thank you. Bye.
Hey everybody, welcome to YKS. Mike and JF here. Mike,
I don't think
we're gonna be able to turn off this guy's auto renew. What do you think?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Dan, are you okay?
Dan, yeah. You are going
Dan is
crazy
coughing
over there.
His ass off.
I'm good.
Unfortunately. got bad news for that guy. It's actually not our problem. So I'm sorry, but
it looks like
and it's up to you to rectify it.
Thanks for keeping us in magazines for the next, you know, however long.
Yes, I guess forever. We got this guy by the balls.
Okay. I'm really excited to be reading the magazines and stuff. And when I go and get them, I say, wow, look at the new magazines are here. And I bring them home.
Shiny. And that's why we love them. They're shiny and it smells new.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of them got smell papers in there that you can with a perfume or cologne on it.
That's actually true. That's actually true. You can scratch and sniff a lot of stuff in there. And will I ever buy the fancy cologne? I mean, probably not.
Got to tell you, a lot of stuff you cannot scratch and sniff, Jab. A lot of the stuff around here, you just cannot scratch it and sniff it. There's nothing.
Yeah,
you
know, that's.
I'm doing it to stuff all day long. I got.
Would he's be doing nice a Red Bull.
Red Bull can smell like, guess anything.
Well, yeah. What would you want it to smell like? What would you want the Red Bull can to smell like? Let me guess.
Yeah.
Cow's ass.
Yeah, cow's ass is what I would like it to smell like.
Yeah. Yeah, you scratch it and you smell the cow's ass and all that kind of stuff. Pretty cool. And then what, the can's $2, I guess, and you go and take it to the checkout and checkout lady smells it and says something smells like a cow's ass and you give her the $2.
I had this one at home. I love this. People commenting on your stuff in the checkout. Oh, is this good? I don't fucking know. I just picked it up and put it in the cart. Who am I? Grocery reviewer? I don't fucking know. I've never had it before.
Kind of.
Nice. Let's not talk about it, okay? Because this is embarrassing for me.
We kind of are that a little bit. That's actually better than what I normally say I am. So maybe I will go with grocery reviewer the next time I'm asked what I do for a living. I go to the store, I get the groceries, and I review the groceries. So it's kind of cool.
And then somebody salutes you. Thank you for your service. You're a hero.
The thin something line, where the line is like you peel off the American flag stripe, and what is it there? What is it like? I guess it would be like, I don't know. I can't think of anything. Like the color of a paper bag, maybe like a crinkly paper bag. Could that be something?
Anything. Could be anything. Use your imagination. Why are you coming to us for these things, huh?
Somebody else do it.
Bastard.
I'm busy reviewing groceries. You got these new chicken tikka masala chips. They're kettle style, so they're very crunchy. A little bit too salty for my taste.
These are crunchy, gang. These are... We just find ourselves in like 4 years doing the exact same thing that Joey's World Tour is doing.
Yep. And he seems happy, so I think it's probably a good way to go with it.
Things I don't really like kettle corn chips, gang. These things hurt my teeth. I have very soft teeth. I have baby teeth. My doctor says I should eat soft foods. I don't really like these ones, gang.
I do. I am, Mike, I am having tooth-related issues. I'm having tooth problems. My teeth are no longer, I don't know. They've decided that my teeth don't like each other anymore. They're going the opposite.
Oh,
they say,
no,
they say, oh, well, bye-bye. Yeah. So now you eat the beef jerky, and the beef jerky, where does it go? Where does it go?
Stomach.
Right up.
Oh.
No, see, that's where I want it to go. That's the crazy. I want it to go in the, yeah.
But doing like a fifth grader call and response.
Holding your arm up.
Me. And where does the beef jerky go? What's the process for chewing food? What's it called? What's a scientific mastication?
I know. Anyone else? Does anyone else know?
Not calling on me.
That's probably how you were in school, I think. You were offering too many of the answers. The teacher was tired of calling on you. You got too much extra credit.
Yep. Anyone who's not on the honor roll for once, side-eyeing me, the ace.
Yeah, I see the future valedictorian section down in front has the answer, but do any of the regular intelligence.
Okay, Mike, let's give everybody else a chance.
Mike, the overachiever. Now that's cool. That's fun to imagine.
That's a funny concept.
Yeah, maybe not investigated too much, I guess. Have you had someone comment on your groceries when you're going to the checkout or when you're at the, I mean, God forbid, the pharmacy? You don't want anything like that. I mean, they do make a point of asking you at the pharmacy if you'd like to discuss your medication with the pharmacist. And my answer is always absolutely not. I have no interest in discussing this.
Who asks
you? Anyone behind the counter, you know?
Who asks you that? Somebody asks you that?
Yeah, you have to, when you pick up your medication, you have to select, no, I don't have any questions. And they say, do you want to talk to the pharmacist? Do you want to come back here? We're really busy, but do you want to come back here and interrupt our day so we can tell you it's okay to take the pill that your doctor already prescribed for you?
Yeah. It's not like, you know, it's a new thing that you've just done. You know how to put the medical air freshener on the back of your balls that your doctor prescribed to you to ward off the ball and ass stink. You know that. You've been doing it for years. And it's not, you know, you don't need somebody to hold your hand.
I need someone to hold my nuts. I need someone to hold my nuts up out of my ass crack. Because I think that's actually that's part of the problem, to be honest.
My teeth are moving apart and my nuts are going into my ass. It's just you're getting older. Is all it is.
That's part of getting older. It really is. Every day having to go into the bathroom and spray your teeth with a highly concentrated jet of water to propel all of the food detritus out of the creases in your gums, and then getting a big medical rubber band and wrapping one side around your neck and the other side underneath your nutsack so that the strength of your neck, like a yoke, pulls your nuts out of your ass.
Suspenders for your balls. Suspenders for your balls.
I mean, some of them are cool. They have some cool designs or whatever on them, and it kind of makes it fun, you know. But whatever. That's getting old, Mike. That's getting old. I'm 33 years old. I'm 33 years old, brother. I'm breaking down.
You are over the hill, JF. I have some hand pain now. That's not good, huh? I've ignored it for a while, thinking, maybe it'll just go away. But it turns out, like, a lot of medical problems and stuff that don't just go away on their own. You have to, like, go to a doctor.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
That's accurate. Yeah, that's accurate. And the first thing the doctor is going to ask you is, what did you do to try to fix it? Which is like,
yeah,
that's...
Well, I applied to medical school, but it's going to take a while. Can you just fucking do it?
Here's the problem. They're lazy. Doctors are lazy nowadays. Okay. That's the issue.
Yeah.
My doctor left the doctor's office he was at, I guess, to go work at another doctor's office. Okay. Thanks for the heads up. You know, now I got to go see somebody else about my fucking problems. Isn't that terrible? I think you should have to work there until I'm dead.
For the rest of your life. I can't handle this guy who keeps coming into my doctor's office with his stinky balls. His balls are always wedged into his ass, and I have to use a medical spatula to dig him out of the hole.
Sticking it in there and lifting them up and putting them back down like you're at the grill. my doctor left. That's okay. I'll just go to somebody, because the truth is they're replaceable. I don't care. I'll just go in there and I'll just say whatever, and they'll say whatever, and we'll be on our way. That's it. What do they do? Let's break it down. What do doctors really do? This is a good year to get into what do doctors really do, I think, and kind of break it down. Don't you think?
You know what I think? I don't think that they do anything. I think they've been scamming us for a while here. I don't think doctors actually do anything. I don't think doctors know anything. One of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. The doctor, One of those guys, doctor said I died three times. But it's the same guy who says, well, doctor doesn't know fucking shit. I'll keep smoking all my life. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Doctor said I died the most times he's ever seen anybody die in a office in his life. That's what my doctor said.
Doctor said I'd never taste again. Showed him eating every day over here. The last time I went to the doctor, it was because I needed a fucking form. All I needed them to do was fill out a fucking form. Can you please just sign the form and I'll leave you alone? And they made it such a big fucking deal every time I went in there. So yeah, I had to ask to get the form. They act like I was fucking crazy. Because you call and you go to voicemail. I'm 6,000 years old. This is why I'm talking like this. But it was nice to go in there and sit down and be told, like, they'll be with you in a minute. And then the fucking pharmaceutical rep with his little wheelie backpack rolls in full of, like, pencil sharpeners and free pills and shit. And he just
samples.
Goes...
I got samples.
Motherfucker goes right by. He steps on an escalator and is just shot back there like the fucking Jetsons. Like... just immediately has his fucking audience with the Pope back there about what pills they're going to throw on me next time I'm in there. You know,
you should have come in with a briefcase and been like, I'm just here to, and then when you're back there, be like, oh, by the way, I got this little thing. Maybe you could check it out.
They're the guys getting the best health care in the whole world. It's the pharmacy guys. I remember when I was in college, I was friends with this guy who was on the football team, but he wasn't like a professional prospect, right? He was just some guy. I don't even think he was on scholarship, or if he was, it wasn't like a full scholarship or whatever. He was just like playing. He was playing football. And he was huge, but he was just playing football. And you know, I think he actually probably did go to class sometimes as well, which was good to do if you wanted. And he,
Sounds like a loser. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Well, remember the bit from before is that you went to class and were good at it. So let's try to keep it straight. But I remember he was saying to me about what he was going to do after college is over. And he was like, yeah, I've got all these offers from these companies and they basically just want me to go around to doctor's offices and like teach them about medication. And I get to travel all over the world and I'll start, you know, make six figgies right off the bat or whatever. And I was like, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, this doesn't seem legit.
Are you sure that's a real opportunity? And as it turns out, it is. Yeah, it is. It is actually real. And that's what they do all the time. And, you know, those are the companies that got us the vax. So you got to give it up for them and all of the non-scholarship football players that made it happen. So I respect that. You know,
that's what's up. Thank you to our healthcare workers. Only the pharmaceutical reps is who I'm talking about. You guys are heroes.
The healthcare workers and the Izod polos. Yeah, we love you guys. Mike, why don't we give an update on an old Kickstarter while we're fucking sitting around doing nothing? Now, what do you got here for us, Mike?
What I got is something all the way back. I'm going to take you all the way back, JF. I'm going to take you all the way back to episode 17. Now, wow. I forget when this episode was.
Okay.
Because we didn't have the best... A lot of our stuff was just in a Google Doc, and it doesn't make a lot of sense looking back on it. So it's kind of hard to.
Yeah, but aren't you surprised at how early on we did start to write stuff down?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty amazing.
I think I came up with it. Episode 17, whenever that was. This thing was on there. It's called the Flip Book Kit. Flip Boo Kit. Kit is capitalized. It's mechanical marbles and flip hat. It's a. Now, this was on the blog many years ago, but this is a top hat, JF, that has a flip book in it. So you can walk around and people can look at your hat and there's like a flip book thing on it.
Ugh.
Well, pretty cool.
Is this is steampunk, yeah?
Yeah, I think this is a steampunk type joint here. I think what you're supposed to do is there's like drawings on the flip book part of it on the hat and like... when it moves, describe moving pictures. I don't know what happens, JF, but there's a lot of pictures here, and when they move all in succession like that, when they move fast,
right,
it looks like the thing is moving. But I guarantee you, There's not two real people dancing on this guy's head. At first glance,
it appears to be a simple daguerreotype. But upon further investigation, you can see the magic mystery of motion. So, Mike, it reminds me of the classic Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Doug, crazy. Hey Arnold, insane. Good shows on there.
Yeah, what's your favorite Nickelodeon show?
I just named two of them. So let's go with those.
Did you know that they're bringing back Legends of the Hidden Temple? Did you see this? Have you heard about this?
Did not know that.
But they're making it for, get this, millennials.
Oh, boy. Oh, come up to the, you know, what's a thing the millennials like to do?
Well, we're them, so it should be pretty simple to think of something we like.
Oh, I think we've been trying to do that for 7 years and haven't had any luck. you can get different like kits for this little hat, you know?
Yeah.
It says you can make your own and stuff, or it comes with them. I don't know. Really stupid. Yeah. Really stupid.
This, Mike, I looked it up. This episode was released in the year 2017, and it was released on March 21st. Of that year. It was the episodes. You said it was episode 7. Is that what you said?
17.
Okay. Well, close. You know what?
Close.
Can you get it together for a second so I can give the right information? This was episode 17 entitled Dead Ape Watch.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense, because also from episode 17, we had the Harambe Memorial Watch, which got $2,500 of the $40,000 goal, and the finger jar, which I forgot all about until I looked at the episode.
Oh,
the finger jar. Now, what is that?
Well, it's got to be some kind of jar, right? Because of the way it's called, finger jar. Makes sense. Seems like it'd be a jar.
It's a prosthetic finger on the end of a stick that you use to get the remnants of whatever is in like a jar of, what do they have over there? Because this guy's from the UK or something.
Marmalade.
Yep.
We know it. We all know it. Yeah. And the Harambe watch.
Yeah. The Harambe watch is a watch. And wasn't like some guy on Twitter, I forget. Wasn't some guy on Twitter hawking Harambe watches like right after?
Yeah.
Who was that guy? Was that Fred Delicious?
That was Fred Delicious, yeah.
Disgusting.
That's because there was a company, I don't know if there still is, there was a company that would DM you to be like, hey, do you want to put your stuff on our watches and you get $20 of the $80 watch that we sell, and it looks like the shit that comes in the old VHS of The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, this looks like it fell out of one of those vending machines, like a quarter vending machine that you get.
Yeah. We actually took it out of the egg that it came out of, and then we're going to put it in a nice box and send that out to you. And you can put anything. You could put $420.69 on it if you wanted and sell that for $80. So
the worst shit. And all these little guys jumped on it immediately. It was so disgusting.
So you know what? It's so pathetic. If you want to make money off of your post, you start a podcast like the rest of us. Okay. You immediately throw up the Patreon, even though you haven't done anything of value, and then you coast on that, okay, for the next 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, however many, you know, to the exclusion of anything else you have going on, okay? Not watches. That's not cool.
This guy, Ian, 4 years ago on this thing, he says, these watches look fantastic. I can't believe backers aren't flooding in. And then this other person says, would love to see this take off and gain some traction for Harambe. Awful time to be online. When the hell is that?
That sucked, huh? The guy, the ape died. That was kind of a bummer, I guess.
Oh fuck, that was so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh well. Now everybody's talking about, what animal could I beat up? What animal is there out there in the world that I could beat up with my bare fist? That's what people are talking about now.
Yeah.
What do you think you could do?
Do we have to weigh in on that discourse?
Yeah.
All right.
You don't have to look at the list. Just tell me what animal you could beat up. Just pick one.
Oh, boy. I guess none of them. I guess they could all. I'm kind of just a pussy. I don't know. Just none of them.
Wow. Okay. Because I could do a lot of them, but I guess you're gonna tap out.
Okay.
I would be tapping out too if some fucking animal approached me.
A cockroach on your back, and you immediately throw up the white flag.
You win.
We went to the zoo the other day, and I was looking at all the animals and thinking, like, yep, 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 no, yep, yep, no. Just seeing which ones, you know, because there was a big snake there, and I thought, don't know about the snake. Huh. You know, but they kind of stink, too. Have you ever smelled a snake?
I've never smelled a snake, but...
What a pathetic life.
Were your when you went to the zoo, were your parents happy to see you again, or were they?
So those were the updates there. Not that we really gave an update. You just kind of said something we did before, so kind of ruined the segment. Probably won't ever do the segment again due to the way you've disrespected it and carried on without any class as usual. Well,
this you can see. I just wanted to kind of explore these people's page. These people who made that flipbook it. They have a website called X-Ray Dreams, which is a scratch pad for the creative thoughts and activities of whoever these two people are. So they have all their projects on here and stuff. Haven't updated since 2014. Still paying for the website, though. Maybe get another.
Oh, my God.
Maybe get another idea going.
Wow. Well, this one was, it says this thing, the flipbook kit was last updated in 2020. If you look on the Kickstarter page, that's...
Yeah.
What were they doing? Why did they update? Is it because they're pushing? Oh, it's because they have a new campaign. That's what it is, huh? 2 days left in our Moy Bridge Moto campaign, and we've included a new optical toy. This fun invention can be found in the add-ons, which you can add to any reward. And this is actually, this is another flipbook. These guys like flipbooks, huh?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Moy Bridge Moto's magical movie machines. It's a little box on a stick, and it has the flipbook part from the hat, you know?
Honestly, why would you not start with the thing on the stick as opposed to on the hat?
Seems like maybe making a whole top hat with steampunk on it.
Yeah, that's too much. You were doing too much there. Should have just done the handheld. I mean, this looks really complicated. Can you imagine putting all this work into something that's just the...
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Twirl-a-trope, this thing. Do you see this thing down here? $10 for what looks to be...
Yeah.
Three or four chopsticks with some some cards taped to it.
A horse thing folded. Yeah.
Awful. Awful.
Bizarre.
So stupid. You can't even. I'm looking around for the remote to change the. I'm trying to put on Breaking Bad. I'm trying to put on. You know, I don't want to watch a man rides a horse. Where's he going? There's no plot development.
I want to watch Man Fights a Horse. Over 15% of men aged 24 to 35 think they could take down a wild horse, and they could punch the horse. I don't know what you would do. What's your plan of attack for the horse?
I don't know. I guess punch it in its huge face, and while it's dazed, and while the cop on its back is trying to calm it down, I guess you could go for its legs. I don't know.
Yeah, their legs are really delicate. I would definitely crack those things in half, no problem.
Now we're talking about it. Now I'm thinking about how I would kick a horse in the knee and break its knee totally.
If you threw your whole body weight at the horse, I don't think it could do anything. You know, the front legs are just sitting there. So that's Mike's weird obsession with beating up animals. And that's the update on the old Kickstarter. It's time for the six pack, but first a break and a word from our wonderful sponsors. Oh, today's episode of YKS sponsored by NordVPN. NordVPN, Mike, these guys have been around since 2012. Okay, we all thought the world was going to end, and then NordVPN came in on that shining horse and saved the day. Isn't that right?
I guess that's what happened. I remember the movie 2012 where there was a big explosion or something. Do you remember that?
I did not see the film, but I understand it was based on real events. So I'm looking forward to those transpiring perhaps someday in the near future.
Some guy saw an explosion and made a movie about it. It's the craziest thing.
Doesn't take much to get a movie made these days, I guess, huh? Well, if you like watching movies, maybe you could check out NordVPN, gang, because NordVPN, you know what they do? They unlock streaming. Whoa. Streaming was locked before this. Not anymore. NordVPN came in on that shining horse and they unlocked streaming for the masses. They do that with their super fast servers, which I call horses. They have over 5,200 horses and 59 horse stables, aka countries all over the world. And there's a 30-day horseback guarantee. You will get your horse back as soon as they're done with it after 30 days, okay?
Yeah.
You can protect your horse while traveling in public.
Protect data. Let me just take over because you have a horse on the brain. NordVPN will protect your data while traveling or in public, like airport or coffee shops, which you can go to now, I heard. So kind of cool. You have a... A faster connection with NordLynx, JF. NordLynx. I like the sound of that.
Not faster than my horse. Best of all, there's 24/7 horse support over live horse chat and email horse. There's up to six simultaneous horses.
Simultaneous connections.
Horses.
Double data encryption for increased anonymity. Who's this guy? I don't know. He's going. He looks so good on his horse, though. Now I'm doing it.
It's compatible with most operating systems, including Windows, Mac OS, Linux, iOS, Android, and HorseNet. And there's unlimited horses, which is bandwidth as well. Automatic kill switch. We're going to stay away from that one because I don't really know what you would say about horses with that. And of course, there's the extension for the Chrome browser. It's lightweight and user friendly from the first giddy up. It secures your browsing in fathoms. Is that a horse related term for time? Not sure.
Not at all.
Okay. Also, horse-to-horse sharing is allowed on NordVPN. So, pretty darn cool.
Yeah, cool.
Go to NordVPN.com/YKS and use code YKS to get a 2-year plan plus one additional month with a huge discount horse. Breaking news! This important PSA is brought to you by Manscaped.com!
This is your public service announcement. You're not in any danger, and there's not an Amber Alert. It's something else. It's the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0,
yeah,
which is now available for purchase in the United States and Canada.
Oh my God, this new trimmer was just released only moments ago. It's still hot off of the thing that it...
Ouch!
Oh, are you okay?
Let me see that.
Okay, there's a couple of guys out there that are getting burned by how hot it is. We're one of the first ones to get our hands on it and our nuts on it and share the news, aka the nuts, about the Manscaped 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code YKS at manscaped.com. Okay. This is the 4.0, Mike. This is the next generation.
This is the next generation.
Yeah.
Make it so. Number two, shave my balls. Was that the guy?
I think it was. Yeah. Look. What's so great about the Lawnmower 4.0? Well, I'll tell you what right now, gang. They worked with Elon Musk's engineers to ensure your testes are as safe as possible. Elon Musk's so safety. Cool. These two go hand in hand like my two nuts go together. Okay, gang. Remember him? He's from SNL. Now he's helping out with the nuts stuff. You know what? I actually really do like trimming my ball hairs because it puts me in tune with what's going on with my body, you know?
I mean, are you asking me if you... That's such a weird thing. Yeah, I guess.
You just have to be ready to talk when I stop talking. That's it.
Jay, what makes this trimmer different than other trimmers, Jay? There's all these trimmers on the market. How can you tell the difference between the ones, you know?
Well, the other ones I don't even bother to look at because they're not worthy of my attention. I'm looking for a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock created for people who like to travel. So I'm looking at the Lawnmower 4.0, I think, right off the bat there. Plus, I need the ability to turn off the 4000K LED, that's a lot of Ks, LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. So again, I feel like I'm sort of in the Lawnmower 4.0 area, right?
Yeah. I'm going to take this for a test drive.
It's waterproof, Jay, Mike.
Can you shut up? The new trimmer even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4.
Yeah, you probably want to stick with the 1. I'll probably do the 4, and I may even try to modify it up into a 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, I'm going to do like a hard part on the side of my shit, and then I'm going to do like the front of it long, kind of long on the side, but then like kind of shaved on the sides.
That's kind of cool.
Look cool. Yeah.
That's kind of a slick look for your penis and balls. And your ass, why not? Did I mention wireless charging? Feels like I didn't mention wireless charging, even though I definitely should have, because the Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. That's probably what the Musk team was on there trying to figure out. How do we make this thing charge without plugging in? You know, so I guess they figured it out. Good for them. Cheers to those guys. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code YKS at manscaped.com. Okay, that's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code YKS. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped and Elon Musk. Oh, it's time for the six pack, Mike. We got 6 Kickstarters here to yap about. So buckle up, buckle on. I'm still thinking about the horse thing you said earlier, and your weird delight in talking about it, where you sort of...
My obsession.
it's like off-putting, dude. I'm just like sitting here. I'm trying to be normal.
Worried about you, you know?
Like, I see you like scrawling in your notebook, like kill horse. It's like, I'm just trying to do the show.
Yeah, so I did get cut off by a horse in traffic the other day. So it is kind of on my brain.
Hey, would a horse drive like this or like this? Would a horse drive a car like this?
Well, he was sitting in the car and he had a Bluetooth headset on, a Jabra.
So he was distracted.
Talking and he was distracted. He changed lanes without signaling and I don't know. There's a huge problem with that.
I actually do. I want to be really old again for a second. I did when I was driving to the zoo, there were so many people that seemed like they wanted to die on the roads. They want death. Yeah.
Bro, I saw like 3 of them the other day, like weaving in and out of traffic.
Yeah.
And then speeding up just to slow down at a red light. You're going to hit every red light in this city, bro. It's going to happen. You just got to calm down. It's just what you got to do though. You know?
So much fun looking in my rearview mirror and seeing the emotions on the guy's face because he's 1 inch away from, what are we doing? What are you trying to, where are you going, man? Fucking lunatic. Hey, you know what? Drive there in a hurry. You'll get there in a, what is the thing old guys say?
Drive in a hurry. You'll get there.
Yeah.
No worry.
Okay. Wrong message. Maybe. let's do the first of many here, approximately 6. The first one I've got for you is called the Blue V. Oh, it's the Blue V gang. What do we got here? This is the best shower gadget ever. You know how you have a lot of gadgets in the shower?
Yeah, I know that.
Okay. Well, this one is going to put them all to shame.
Hi, I'm Fernando, founder of Blue V. But what is Blue V? Well, Blue V is a shower gadget that helps you shave in a hot shower without the stress of wiping your mirror 300 times. Unlike mirrors, the heat inside the display prevents Blue V from getting foggy. There's a lot Blue V can offer, like a variety of this toolbox, a Swiss Army knife, or this one-man band. Blue V have awesome Bluetooth speakers. UVC lights that keeps your bathroom sanitized, free from shower black mold and other bacterias, and of course privacy. Very important these days. You can also download any of your favorite apps. Bluebeam will help you enjoy again your time alone in the safest and most private place in your home and away from the dangers of the world.
Fernando!
If you like to shave, have a bathroom, or just wants to relax, yes, Bluebeam is for you. And why it wouldn't be? Bluebeam is the best shower gadget ever. Back us now, so we can make this cool gadget come to life. Or he'll come and get you.
Oh, shit. So I do like the tactic of using monsters in the video to threaten you if you don't give them money. And that's worked, actually, to the tune of over $140,000. So a lot of people are scared of monsters. Yeah. 264
What are people
backers.
Afraid of? How can we...
Yeah. The Bluebeam is... So the Bluebeam is pretty similar, actually... So do you, let me start with this. Did you have anything in your shower? Do you have anything in your shower besides the, you know, the typical things?
No, sometimes I'll bring a little Bluetooth speaker in there that I got from work in lieu of a bonus or something. I think we got it for like Christmas. They were like, here, have this little Bluetooth speaker with a company name on it. And they fired me like a year later. And now I got to look at that Bluetooth speaker with the company name on it. As a reminder.
Could have put anything on there. Didn't have to put the company. Why are they? It's not like they're advertising to you. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
I also have a little cheap Bluetooth like thing that sticks to the shower. It's actually pretty stupid because you're in there for what? A maximum of like 7 minutes? I mean, how long are you in this? There's no need. You can't go 7 minutes with your own thoughts, huh?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is that how,
sometimes
is that,
you just got to throw a song on, JF, and get, you know, scrub a dub dub. I'm in the tub.
Yeah.
You know, and then.
Well, you're in the shower.
Now I'm drying it off. Here I go. Now, I can't come up with the lyrics on the spot, but you know how it would sound if I were to come up with something like that. It would be amazing.
Yeah, it'd be really cool. I think this, maybe it's okay to just sit in the shower and maybe just think about cleaning yourself. Maybe that should be something you focus on, making sure you put the soap in the right holes and everything.
Is that what you're supposed to do in there?
I don't know.
This thing reminds me of, you remember when we went to Atlanta, hanging out with Mitch and Weiger, and we stayed in that hotel that had the extremely small TV right above the toilet for some reason?
Oh, yeah, it did.
This reminds me of that. It's like a 7-inch portable DVD player screen or something that you're supposed to put in your shower, but it has two lights on it and all this stuff.
That's what it is, yeah. So you probably heard him reference privacy as well, which you would think would not be that big of a deal, because why would you need privacy from a Bluetooth speaker in your shower? Well, the reason is because there is a camera on it, and you can put that in your shower, of course, because why would you not want to do that? And then you could put, the reason there's a camera on there is because instead of using the technology of a mirror to see yourself, to see your face while you're shaving in the shower, it uses the camera to put your image on a display, like an LCD display behind, I assume, like waterproof plastic. So obviously you're going to want to cover that at some point and, you know, maybe don't forget, because then your image is on the whatever.
Yeah. I forgot to turn my... internet connected shower mirror off, and now it's being held for ransom by Bitcoin guys who want $50 million, or they're gonna release a photo of my small soft prick.
did you see that the pipeline thing apparently wasn't what did you imagine happened with the pipeline?
I didn't hear anything bad. I just heard that like an employee got fished or something because they clicked on a link.
I think that part, I mean, obviously there is some kind of fishing going on. I think the part where he was trying to find some big titties was not real. But I think, like, in my mind, what happened is that the hackers jumped in there and did like a Die Hard thing where they like sealed the pipeline, like a big steel plate came down and like closed the pipeline. Apparently that was not the case. Apparently they just locked them out of their billing. So they could keep sending gas, but they didn't know how much to charge people. And then so they shut it off themselves.
You have 24 hours to You have 24 hours to respond. Don't send McLean. But I think this shit happens all the time. Like when I worked at that fucking job, this our HR person got like a phishing email, and it was like, "Hey, I'm the CEO, and I need you to wire me some money." And it's like, he's upstairs. And guess what? She did it. She went to the fucking bank and was withdrawing money, and they called my CEO. And he was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" You know? But I mean, people are just fucking stupid. So I don't know.
Pretty cool. So the thing about this is you've got the UV light to sanitize your shower, which to me is covered because of the soap that I'm using in there. So no problem.
Don't ever need to wash your shower. That's a myth.
It doesn't fog up because it's not a mirror. It's a camera, although it does seem like it still might fog up. And I don't want the camera in my shower, so that's going to be a problem for me. It also lets you do the hey, G-O-O-G-L-E commands, being nice out there for the folks that have it sitting in their house right now, yeah, spying on them. I'm not going to rat you out. You can watch Netflix on there. I guess this
is... Yeah, because what it is, it's just like an Android tablet that they waterproofed and stuff, yeah, right? So it runs everything from the Google Play Store, so you could sit in there and watch Twitch and jack off to all the women who are wearing yoga pants and shit. If you do that, I don't know.
Yep. Or you could play Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
Either way, it's pretty cool. Plus, it's got some really nasty looking lights on it. Looks like total shit. I've got something in my shower. I've got the Bluetooth speaker that is pointless and stupid. And I've also got the shower mirror that you just stick on there and you shave with. And the way it works is you put hot water in the thing so it doesn't fog up. Pretty cool technology. And I'm 99% sure no one is looking at my cock when I'm in there. So
yeah. I think when I was like 18, I got my first apartment with one of my friends. Mm-hmm. I lived with like two other guys, and like in our bathroom we had a little TV and a Dreamcast. And at the time when we did it, I was like, "This is so funny! This is so cool! You could take a shit and play Dreamcast." And then now I'm like, "What was that about? What was up with that?"
It's actually just gross.
Yeah, it's just kind of gross. You know, I don't need to play Power Stone while a big turd is coming on my ass. You know?
You just need to go in there and take care of business and get in and get out. It's not supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be funny. It's serious. We take it serious when we're in there.
I don't like it any more than you do, but talking to the turd. Hey, bud. You know, I don't like this any more than you do. I know you're comfortable in there. You love it. I would love it too. But you got to get out.
The turd has to get out. This is the Bluvie, really tough name on this as well. But for 142K of 10K, 264 backers, 26 days to go. I'll stick to just scrubbing myself, in the same order that I do every single time I'm in there. Not using a loofah or a falafel and getting everything mostly clean and letting the soap, wash down from my chest onto my legs and then hopping out and calling it a day. That's what I'm going to do. So, Mike, what is yours? What's your thing?
I'm gonna come in there and I'm gonna use that. What does he say?
Oh, he says falafel. He says falafel. Yeah.
A falafel thing on your pussy. That's so stupid.
Does he say?
Where's
pussy?
That guy at? Did he die?
No,
Bill O'Reilly.
No, he didn't.
Here it is. So anyway, I'd be rubbing your big boobs. This sounds like it was fucking written by a 16-year-old. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'd be rubbing your big boobs and getting your nipples really hard, mm-hmm, kind of kissing your neck from behind. And then I would take the other hand with the falafel thing and I'd put it on your pussy. But you'd have to do it really light, just kind of a tease business.
Oh boy.
And then he like went on TV and like screamed about like Mexican people and stuff. That's so funny.
What a freak. He says also something about using your vibrator to blow off steam. Is that true?
Yeah, I think he confused it with something else. I don't think they do that.
Okay. Huh. Well, interesting character. Oh, this was a part of his harassment campaign, which is why he got fired from the disgusting harassment network. He was saying he was encouraging someone there at work to use her vibrator to blow off some steam.
Oh yeah.
Strange way of phrasing it. I guess that's what happens when you're a decrepit
weird
maniac.
Weird guy.
All right. Well, what do you got over there?
I got something for you called the Midnight Slice. We redesigned the pizza cutter JF to cut all foods. Find out what makes us different. Watch the video. Hey, don't mind if I do. That's a cue for you to click.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
I can't believe it's been 6 years since our first Kickstarter where over 3,000 of you backed the Midnight Scoop, the world's most ergonomic ice cream scoop. Since then, we've been busy growing it every year. During this time, I've been staying up way past midnight again, working hard on a new ergonomic pizza slicer.
Who cares how late you were up?
There are few ergonomic kitchen products in the market, and we need to introduce more to eliminate fatigue and potential injuries. As an engineer, I wanted to design a kitchen product that is ergonomic and awesome, just like our Midnight Scoop. And no, I didn't want to just add a pizza slicer directly to the end of our scoop handle. It wouldn't work right. So finally, here it is. As some of you know, the ergonomic curved handle is where the magic of all our products begin. The slicer's handle is designed easily to fit into your palm and allows you to keep your hands, wrists, forearms vertically aligned. This is so important in order to apply pressure from your chest muscles directly to the food you're slicing. This allows you to do a pushing motion. Do you know how hard you can push? Very hard. The weight of a slicer also helps exert
force
into the pizza or bread. The front of our slicer features a curvature to allow the wheels to be in line with the pushing force, making the force more direct and easier to push down. The combination of the ergonomic handle and the...
Okay. This is one of those things that to me looks extraordinarily over-engineered, and this guy got super excited about it for reasons I don't understand. But in the end, it's going to be more accessible for people, so that's good.
Yeah, I guess so. And that thing he said about how hard can you push got me thinking about maybe next time we see a police horse, you could bend, like, you could get on all fours right next to it, and I could just push it over. Maybe we could do that.
Why don't you get behind the fucking police horse and I'll push it over?
Well, whoever. This is they redesigned the pizza slicer, JF. Now, is this a bad product? No. Would I use this? I guess if I didn't have another.
Yeah, if this was the one I had, I would use this to cut the.
Do you have a problem with the pizza slicer that you currently own, or do you have any major gripes with your slicer?
I have one. Look, I have one, and it's got the same. I mean, it looks like the wheel. I guess the wheel is basically unchanged, right? That's a design we're all pretty comfortable with.
Classic wheel. Shit. Cavemen were on one when they fucking. They did something.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you really think cavemen did it?
I don't know. It might have been. Do you know what? You want to know what I actually believe? I believe it was a race of super intelligent beings that came down and bestowed the technology upon the cavemen people.
Yeah.
And I really believe that. I sincerely do.
I really believe that. As well, I believe the government knows about it and they're hiding it from us. And the reasons for that are because
they think they will get away with it. But guess what? We have all the blurry videos and the stuff like that. So,
I don't believe aliens are real, but I believe Bigfoot is real. That's my set of beliefs. I think he's walking around out there and he's kind of going like, hey, what's, you know.
Yeah.
It's like eating a squirrel or something.
I'm the guy. I'm that guy you heard about.
Right.
Yeah, it's me. I'm the guy you heard about.
Not only is Bigfoot real, he knows that we're trying to get him. And he's and he's seen the video.
Oh, I look so fat. I'm walking so stupid. Look at that. I'm walking so stupid. I walk better than that. God damn it. This is why I don't like being around people.
That's right. He was gonna come out. He was gonna make his big appearance, and then he saw the video and got self conscious. And now he's been, you know, 56
that's
years.
That's what I look like. Fuck. I know camera adds 10 pounds, but
yeah, It's like when you hear your own voice and you're embarrassed and you never want to do a podcast ever again. That's that's Bigfoot. And I feel, I for one, feel bad for the guy. He doesn't even know the pizza cutting technology that we have now, Mike. Look at this. This so handle.
It's ergonomic, JF.
And, it's handle.
So the thing is, like, you can cut more than one food with your pizza slicer now. They opened it up.
Oh.
See this guy cutting up some herbs down here?
And, yeah, but they don't look like they're getting cut up that good, right?
You could just chop that. You could just chop that with a knife, bud. You don't have to.
This is, now, look, at you see the screenshots of, I guess, is this what Facebook looks like? I guess it is, huh? I see the little thumbs up there. This is what Facebook looks like, I guess. And there, he's screenshotted these comments from people who, I guess, backed the other product they made, which is an extremely expensive ice cream scoop. Now, listen to this fucking comment that this person named Sylvia, or maybe it's Cheek. I actually can't tell because I don't know how comments are nested on Facebook. So this says, for the everyday food preparer or someone who will use a pizza cutter only for pizzas baked at home once, 1 to 3 times a month, I can see your point. But there are many of us who discovered multiple uses for a pizza cutter to make our love of cooking more convenient. $35, which, by the way, it's not $35, it's $38, and that's not retail. The retail is going to be $50. It says $35 is a far cry from the combined $420 plus of kitchen tools that this could
replace.
Come
There's
on.
No way. I'm sorry, but that is the craziest thing I've ever heard. That is so stupid.
This is like not dissimilar at all from the Ronco guy, right? The oven. This replaces your oven. This replaces your grill. This
classic salesmanship, man. Like, I don't know. And it comes with attachments.
Yeah.
Look at all these attachments.
Yeah. And also this one doesn't even have any attachments, which stinks. And there's no pay-as-you-go option, which is terrible. This is what it says. Many food products have been prepared for cooking with the quick use of a pizza cutting tool. Some examples, chop smaller cubes of cheese for soups, cheese dips, and mac/cheese dishes. Don't do mac/cheese. That's not how you do that. I can achieve a mincing or chopping effect by running a pizza cutter through a large batch of onions or green onions. Hell, onions and green. This thing tackles onions and green onions.
God, wow.
I'd expect to pay $60, $70, $80, $90, $100 for something that could do onions and
today?
Green.
But today, you're going to get it for $50.
This is so fucking stupid. This has, I mean, they've listed every single food that you could possibly make into smaller portions, right?
Ice cream. This chops ice cream. Use it for pasta. Who likes pesto? I know you do. It's a fucking.
Did we watch that on that here? Guy? Did we watch the British guy doing the, like, the, it was a blender ad, wasn't it? Wasn't it for some kind of blender?
Well, are you thinking of the one where it's like a fake get together?
Yes.
And there's like an alcoholic lady who like makes all the funny comments.
Yes.
I think we maybe watched it on there. I'll take two.
That was so funny.
Or whatever. Oh, I love Bloody Marys.
Okay, Mom, settle down. So good. This is just a pizza cutter gang, and it's been on Oprah, and Oprah knows what she's talking about. Oh, conveniently, Oprah not quitting her show, huh? Oprah's not quitting her show, but somebody else decided to throw in the towel. Oprah's still going strong. Just something I noticed.
This is, I love when they have all the, I guess it is kind of, but all these, like, editors for all these websites will put it, this is the editor's pick or whatever, and it's just like an ad. For the fucking scoop or some shit.
Yeah. That's
how it works. These backdoor deals, these guys, you know.
Well, it's just, Mike, it's just like the pharmaceutical reps we were talking about before. This whole damn country is corrupt. It's up to its neck. Okay. It's capitalism. So what do you get? $40, $50, $60. This thing's going to replace your whole kitchen, basically. So don't even bother having a kitchen anymore, gang. As long as you've got the midnight slice. Cannot believe how much money this has made. $86,000, 1,177 backers, 25 days to go for the...
From a product standpoint, it seems like it's good. Stainless steel, thick blade or whatever. Seems like an indestructible... I don't know.
This seems like a Williams-Sonoma thing.
Parts. Yeah, it seems like... I mean, it's just an expensive
Yeah.
Pizza cutter.
Okay.
You know, all right.
Okay. That's fine. I've got one here, Mike. This is called, well, what else? It's called My Toes Story, a visual novel.
Awesome.
Pretty cool stuff. This is a game about, well, it's a game about waifus from head to toe. Yep. Toes are included in this thing, gang, and you're going to want to get on here real fast if you like to jack off two toes. Very now, important.
I want to just point out here that this is a type of game called a bishoujo, which translates to beautiful girl.
Right.
And it's Japanese. It's a Japanese term for a beautiful young girl, usually below young adult age. Refers to a pretty girl. Biojo refers to a pretty girl before the age of adolescence. So, you know.
Now, adolescence is what I would call a child. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is not, I mean, it's not great. This is a visual novel about little anime people with feet.
Okay.
Not great.
Well, let's see what the video says. Ugh. Oh my god. Okay.
Kind of a bop.
I mean, the song's great. Okay. Hey, what's up? It says, hey, what's up? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Well, I don't know what that is. So, Mike, don't worry. I know it seems weird on its face that maybe this is a game about children's feet, but don't worry. It says here that they are all age 2000. So everything's fine.
Yeah, that's cool. So everything's copacetic. They may look 9,
yeah,
JF, but their spirits are millennia old. I like it. I like in these things where they give like the bios of the chicks, and they put their feet right next to their profile, but it says Rui Shiratori, age 24, shoe size US 10, EU 41. And I mean, this is a child's head on an adult woman's body with fucking,
I would agree with that,
titties and shit.
I would agree with that. Yeah. Now Sajiko Tajui is age 22. With a shoe size of 7 in the U.S. or 37.5 in the EU. Art teacher. It says here, old college friend. So, age 22, old college friend. That's fine. And that definitely tracks. Well, in this game, you can manage your daily activities. You can choose where you want to go via the map and meet a girl by chance. Yeah, that's what the map is for. Fairly standard. You don't need to explain that to me. Let's get back to the feet. Depending on your dialogue choices, the girls will like you more. You can also choose to stay home and work on art commissions so that you can pay rent or buy presents. For your favorite girl, now it does have some 18 and up content in here, which is, I mean, that's where that's
there's
what it's
an official
all about.
There's an official 18 plus adult patch in the game. So, and then you could also get your name in the credits.
Wow. That's what I'd want to have my name associated with, I'm pretty sure.
Look, Mom. Showing your.
Wow, look at this, Mike. Cool. You could knock me over with a feather here, Mike. This actually has a Linux version for this. Unreal. Shocking. There is a not insignificant number of these types of nasty games on Kickstarter, huh? And I guess it's because they, in some respect, are artists who have a following, right? Because you start to like the way a guy draws, like, a fox with a butt plug in, and sort of you just kind of keep track of what they're doing all the time. And sometimes they'll release a visual novel.
That was a great, hey, just FYI, that was a great pick of the fox with the thing up his butt.
Yeah.
Insane detail on that. Thank you. It's good to hear from my fans, this guy. I love hearing from the fans.
And that's cool because you sort of onboard that feedback about the fox with the butt plug, and you think kind of like, well, what other animals might want to have a butt plug in their ass? It's like a cat.
Yeah, maybe like a cat Who's also a 1,000-year-old lady.
Oh, yeah. The very cat's strong. Really old as well, but looks so young due to the magic of the forest. Incredible.
He created another one called My Darling in the 90s, which is the same thing. I guess. So just loves visual novels. Visual novels, maybe the easiest game type to make, in my opinion. I've never tried to do it, but I'm assuming. I mean, you got to draw the art, you know, and then you get distracted because the toes look so good and you're jacking off.
Right.
It's got to be hard, you know. I mean, it's got to be hard.
Okay.
When you're jacking off.
You can jack off a soft dick. So I'm gonna push back on that right there. The hard dick orthodoxy has gone too far. You can jack off and come out of a
enough
soft
of
dick.
This. I'm sick of guys saying that you can only jack off when you're hard. What is this?
Those are the Venus for Men reviews always say how you can come. If you don't know what the Venus for Men is, it's basically the Sibian, but it's with men in mind. It's sort of a milking device for your prick. And you can, it's a lot of the reviews say, this is so great. I don't even have to get my dick hard to come, which I don't know why that's a goal. If you want to come out of your soft dick, that doesn't seem like, I mean, that's not what I'm trying to do, right?
Yeah. That is what I'm trying to do. I sit around all day and with my pants and underwear at my ankles, and I'm thinking, my fingers to my temples, and I'm just trying to will myself to come.
Yeah.
And it never works.
Never works. And then you go to touch it, and then it gets hard, and you go, ah, damn it.
Fuck. I gotta wait. Now you gotta wait.
What do you
a half a day to go?
Have I asked this before? I don't know if I've asked this before or not. If you like feet, is it better for the foot to look like small and soft? Or do you like a big, does it like the more things the foot has on it, is that better? Yeah. Like if a foot has like big toenails or like there's a, I don't know what a bunion
if
is.
If it stinks, is that good?
Yeah. Is the stink good?
Are you trying to fuck it? I don't know. We don't know these things.
I don't know.
We're out of our element here.
Yeah. Because it seems like maybe there's different. Because like, look at this right here. The shoe size 10, that's a larger foot on a lady, right? The size 10 for a lady is sort of a larger foot size.
Don't know. Don't know what they got going on.
Well, then this one down here is a 6.
Find out. Yeah.
So there's a wide range.
Well, she's 22.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what you want out of the foot. I can't tell. Because it seems like for other stuff, I could kind of tell. Like if you say to me, I like big muscly guys, I can look at the big muscly guy and go, okay, that guy's got some big muscles. I see what you're
loved
after.
It. Would love it if he carried me around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Save easy. Me from a burning building. It would be in a lot of fantasies like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But with foot stuff, I don't know. I guess you want the toenails painted. Because all these have painted toenails. Right? So that's got to be part of it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Just waiting for Dan to pipe in and tell me what he likes and we can move on.
The thing about it is...
These are nasty.
And that's what you like about them. That's my toes story. $638 pledged of $18,218. 26 backers, 25... Days to go. This is on Steam, gang. So if you ever think about what kind of games don't get on Steam, it's I don't know. I can't think of anyone that they wouldn't put on there because this one's cool. So there you go. Mike, what's up next?
I got the Earthquake Emergency Pod, JF. It's a thing that you can put in the classrooms. It protects school children caught in earthquake disasters due to climate change. Now, we all hate climate change, don't we? With the glaciers and everything.
Yeah, well, I support the science. So whatever the science says on it.
This guy says, after my wife and I moved from New York to California, I returned to New York to pick up my car and take a... I can already tell.
Get to the fucking recipe. I don't care about your cross-country drive. How do I make biscuits?
Yeah. Anyway, this is like a thing that he wants to mount to like the ceilings of a classroom that when an earthquake happens, it will inflate.
No.
And protect all the school children.
No. Yeah.
Hit that play.
The following is a simulation of the Earthquake Emergency Pod. I'm going to walk you through both the components of the pod,
how
it is in fact inflated, the particular requirements of the pod as far as material, and any additional technology that is used within the pod itself. So what you see here is a classroom. The pod actually resides folded inside of a device storage bag. That device storage bag would be typically the size of a large gym bag. The device storage bag is made up of the same material that we use for the pod itself. So that is that the outside material in the storage bag is made up of carbon fusion. And it can, in fact, it is so strong that it can, in fact, be thrown out of an airplane to remote areas in order to be used. The bag itself that contains all of the electronics, that contains all of the sensors, as well as the pod itself, actually goes up to a ceiling joist and is hooked in there. If you look over the tech pod that's within the bag and within the actual device.
Jesus Christ. There's so many different pods in here. I feel like I'm on.
Yeah. I feel like I'm on earwolf.com or whatever.
Or it could be anything. Spotify, iHeartRadio. I'm there with the anchor. I'm doing the Anchorman podcast. Oh, crap. Rick threw a trident. Or whatever.
What is that all about over there? Is that still going on? The Anchorman podcast? I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, it's still going on. It's the number one show.
Anchorman podcast. Man, Ron Burgundy podcast on iHeartRadio. Last updated January 31st, 2019.
Oh my God. My memory of that is old. Okay, that's a problem. Need to hit refresh on that.
Is the show canceled? I hope not. It's one of my favorites, says Steve Ellison. My favorite podcast. I listen to Ron and Carolina during my work breaks and they make my day better. When is Ron coming back? You saved my life, Ron. These guys.
That's fine.
Welcome to your Internet Minute from AT&T.
And you was entertaining. It felt good. How did they find out where I lived? Can it, Ron? Don't ruin the good vibes, I thought to myself. The men in the gray suits said I would have complete and utter journalistic control over all of my podcasts. And with that, they left. And here we are. Just you and me and a whole buttload of time to discuss anything. And I mean anything. By the way, I did look up the meaning of podcast. It is a digital audio file made available on the internet for downloading to a computer or mobile device.
Oh my God.
That's what this is?
Oh my God, Ron Burgundy.
I Googled it, and it says, people also ask, who plays Ron Burgundy on the podcast?
Yep.
Who's coming into the Ron Burgundy podcast and doesn't know who's playing Ron Burgundy?
No, look, it wasn't last updated in 2019. It was last updated May 21st, 2020. They were doing it in the pandemic. They did the Oscars coverage. But the runtime cut down way, wow, it cut down a lot because they started out at 48 minutes. They were down to 21 minutes there at the end. So I guess kind of maybe whoever was playing Ron Burgundy must have gotten tired of it. Not sure who it is. Mysterious actor. So this earthquake pod has a tech pod in it and it's got a Wi-Fi cam. It's got Bluetooth, which always works really well. It's got cell phones hooked up. I think this guy just took a picture of like a multi-charger and put it on there. Like it's got a point and shoot camera plugged in to the thing. I don't know how that really helps. So this is just like like an airbag for a classroom, basically.
Yeah, but we're an airbag for, he's hoping to, send it to one's never going to happen, but he's saying it's for, it can be deployed in like third world countries or whatever. Countries that were.
We love deploying stuff there, don't we?
We're watching. Let's see. What else does he say? It's adaptive, low cost, and reusable. I mean, it's never going to happen, bro. I'm sorry.
Well,
$200,000 for a.
But we'll only need this for as long as we have to deal with climate change. So that's pretty good. So we'll probably knock that out pretty soon. And then we won't need these big bags in the classroom anymore. The dome structure is architecturally the strongest structure. We further added a honeycomb inflation configuration for each of the four legs. Typical car airbag inflation devices offer the fastest inflation time. The outer layer is an outcome of nanotechnology material that deflects hard objects by reconfiguring itself to the weight, composition, and speed of the falling object. So if something, if the entire roof collapses, the bag can sense that and push more of its bag up against the roof. So,
yeah, sounds cool.
That should be good. I think most classrooms don't have enough desks in them for the kids to sit at and do their work. But a big bag that comes out of the sky could also be kind of an interesting way to go about it. You know,
just fucking squashing your kids in this big, squashing your kid. Let's get all the kids in this big group so we can all squash them under the weight of.
Did you see the way that it's? I mean, look at this fucking thing. Is this even real? Is nanotechnology real? Is that something that makes sense, or is that just something fake?
It is real, and it was gifted to us by the Atlanteans, JF. I actually do believe this, that there was a race of people under the ocean, and when climate change happened, they burrowed into the earth, and now they are mole people, a race of highly intelligent mole people living in the core of the earth, the center of the earth.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You say you can take a horse. Can you take a mole person?
Now that's a question.
$1 pledge of $200,000, one backer, 59 days to go. That's pretty good, Mike. I've got one last one. You don't mind me butting in here. This, and pardon the pun as well. Do you understand what I said? Do you get it?
I got it.
So you saw it. Okay. This is called the Moonies Swimwear Kick-Ass Swimsuits. Just for the fellas, okay? Men's swimwear has been unexciting for decades. Women have all the fun with swimwear. So many fun cuts, styles, and trends. When presented with a swimsuit competition between friends at the lake years ago, I wanted to participate and make something fun for guys. Moonies was born that day, bringing a new element to men's swimwear. Cleavage. That's right. Moonies is a brief cut swimsuit. Well, they should take their time with it. With a window on the back that lets guys show a little bit of cleavage, patent pending. The elasticity and tightness of the swimsuit give a little extra push-up to your assets for a fantastic presentation. Whether you like a plastic window for a barrier and a little distortion or go windowless for a purer look, we've got both options. Yeah, distort my ass. That sounds really good. Mike, yeah, this is cool. This is kind of underwear that has a hole in the back, and you can put your ass cheeks there so people can see your ass cheeks. Now that's fun.
That is cool. I've been cutting a giant hole in the back of my.
Yep.
Well, not cutting. I have a giant hole in the back of my underwear. It just
keeps getting there. I don't know what's happening. I think if you're looking at the swimsuits that women wear and saying, wow, those look absolutely fucking fantastic. And then you look at the swimsuits the guy wears and you go, I don't like those. They look stupid. I think what you're saying is you're attracted to women, which is fine. It's okay to just say, I like the way women look in their bathing suits. Whoa, and I don't like the way
controversial
men.
Opinion. It's okay to like women.
Yeah, great. Here they come. They're coming for me, gang. I need you to go. Please go sign up on the Patreon, gang. They won't let me speak my truth that it's okay to look at a lady in a swimsuit. Here we go again.
Let's get this asshole. Very funny idea that adding like a little window to the back of your pants is in any way desirable for anyone. Like anybody's going to see. Is that a piece of his ass showing?
Awesome.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
Bet you can't tell what I got going on under here.
It's
a giant ass.
Probably just more of the same, I would guess, because the crack just kind of keeps going all the way down. Asses don't have nipples. There's nothing good on the ass to look at. It's just the ass. I can see it pretty well, even in the swimsuit. So I think if you just, why don't you just make a really good brief cut swimsuit? I think those have fallen out of fashion recently. What are you wearing? What are you wearing at the pool? Are you like a jeans in the pool guy?
Well, I have a swim shirt that I wear in the pool, to cover my body. And I just kind of What I actually like to do, JF, is I wear like the swim trunks and like the shirt, and I'll just kick it around the pool for a while. And then I'll accidentally fall in with all my clothes on, and I'll be like, oh God, I guess I gotta, I guess I gotta hang out here. Cause what am I going to do? Take these. They're already wet.
They're already
wet. And then you're in, you know,
and then it's normal.
Everybody's like, why is a fat guy wearing the shirt in the pool?
Oh no, it's he fell in. Yeah.
Must've fallen in. Yeah. He must've fallen in with all of his clothes on. Yeah.
The crazy thing is that you do have to have somebody sort of as the hype man for, for why you just fell in.
Looks like that fat guy fell in the pool with all his clothes on.
Thank you. Thank you, dude.
I don't, there isn't really a good, I mean, here, I'm going to do the thing I just made fun of the guy for saying. There's not a good swimsuit for men because there's not a swimsuit that you can put on me that I'll go, oh, that looks good. Because I don't need to see myself in the swim. It's not interesting to me to see myself in the swimsuit. I look at this crap every day. There's nothing going on that's exciting to me at all. I'll just wear the shorts and I'll go. I'm not trying to look good in the swimsuit. There's nothing.
Yeah.
What's the thing? What's it going to, it's going to emphasize my what? My calves? Who cares? I'm just trying to get in the pool, you know? I'm trying to get in the pool. And maybe I'm trying to do that once a year, actually, without getting sunburn, and then I can go back in the basement, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, man. There's no... it's just shorts. It's a pair of shorts that you put on.
It's shorts.
What do you expect? You're not, you know, Calvin Klein, you know?
Oh, boy.
Walking the runway.
Yeah. Walking the runaway when people see me on the side of the pool. Tip of the iceberg, you're going to want to spend about $65 on here and have a piece of plastic on maybe one of the worst places to have plastic, which is right above your ass crack. Boy, you thought tags were annoying. Yeah. Wait until so you feel itchy. This little plastic window hot and sticky right on the small of your back. And for $105, you get a golden drawstring in this fucking thing. $200, you get the first edition plus a vote on what prints they select on their next run. That's right. The only color you can get on this is black. Yeah. Henry Ford would be proud if you know that old saying from history.
I would cut the window out and then poke my little crocodile tail out of the underwear and then swim around.
That's kind of cool. Oh, shit. We got to fucking buy that, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
God damn it.
You come swimming with me and I'm just laying on the bank in the mud.
Wait, is that crocodiles or is that alligators?
That's crocodile. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know.
Crap. And which one could you beat up?
Absolutely none of them.
Yeah.
What I got for you here, JF, is called the Clean Clip.
Clean Clip.
Clean Clip. Yeah, it's a Clean Clip. Hit that link there.
Music from an insurance commercial. Sounds good. This looks so stupid. Oh, it charges too. Okay, good.
Yeah, so.
No way. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, they're doing Terminator Vision on the fucking handrail. Okay. So this is a belt clip for hand sanitizer.
But it's not just for hand sanitizer, right? I mean, it's not like they're doing more of the Terminator Vision. That's so good. What was your budget for that?
They put the Terminator Vision on existing hand sanitizer bottles to say that they are dirty themselves. Dirty.
This is a little holder thing that you clip on your belt. It has one button at the top and a little nozzle at the bottom. And what you're supposed to do is put in these cartridges from these people. You can't, I mean, can you refill it with hand sanitizer? I don't know.
I couldn't tell what the cartridge
strongly.
Yeah. It looked like a little piece of paper. I couldn't even tell what it looks like. Printer. This is proprietary.
It's like a little printer cartridge. Can you crack it open and put your own sanitizer in it?
Right.
So stupid. Why wouldn't you just fucking carry a small thing of sanitizer? So dumb, dude.
Man, this is
recharging my fucking hand sanitizer dispenser. That I clip on my belt, by the way.
Well, I mean, it could. The problem to me with normal hand sanitizers is that you can just use the action of the pump to squirt out the stuff onto your hands. Whereas, you know, with this one, there's electricity involved for some reason. So you got to make sure you keep your, you got to keep it charged.
It's stupid, right? Because it's like, you don't want to touch a hand sanitizer. You have to touch the button on the hand sanitizer dispenser. So what is the fucking difference?
Well, it's just, that's, it's your button. That's why.
So stupid. So stupid.
When did the phone clips fall off? Like, when did that stop happening? Because that was, that seemed like the most convenient thing on earth for a while, is to have your phone right on your belt whenever you needed it. And I don't think anyone except for like guys that build houses have done that in 15 years, so, right?
Yeah, cell phone store guys, I guess, with the two fucking, I got one for my personal and one for my work.
Yeah.
Two clips. Sitting down in the car and just getting jabbed with a fucking phone clip or something.
That's a good feeling. And that can happen with this too, because the button is conveniently on top of the device. So whenever you sit down in the car, your gut is going to hit the red button and squirt sanitizer all over your
car. All over your crotch. And then when you walk into the bank, everyone's going to think you cummed in your pants. I didn't cum in my pants. Right. It's hand sanitizer.
Right.
I'm sick of that. You know, the bank people are fucking relentless with that shit. Oh, did you come in your pants? No.
Plus, they got the water feature right there in the lobby. And it's like, oh, is he going to fall in again? I don't know. Maybe he's fully dressed, so anything can happen.
I'd love to go for a swim, but I have all these clothes on.
DB's misadventures at the bank. Oh, boy.
We got a guy in the fountain again. Same guy.
That looks pretty cool. Definitely going to cop one of those. When can it be in? Hopefully it can be in while everyone's still washing their hands. Maybe in the next 2 weeks. Is there any way we're going to get the clean clip in the next 2 weeks, Mike?
So funny. So funny to come out with like a hand sanitizer thing as things are, I guess, not winding down. But I guess as everyone is now not doing the thing that they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
The CDC says you can go maskless if you've had a vaccine. And now everybody who did not mask up is like, well, I got the vaccine. What's the problem?
Yeah. Official regulation now. You don't have to wash your hands as long as you've thought about maybe getting the vaccine at some point if you get around to it. So don't worry. Everybody's cool. Everything's cool now. So you're free to go back to work, gang. Maybe you could have come out with this 1 year ago and made a little bit of money.
Yeah.
But this is like, I mean, if we open up this page and in 2 months they've got the little thing where you don't have to touch the doorknob anymore. It's like a little copper key that can touch the doorknob. I mean,
that was a time in our
way
in our lives, huh?
Way late to the party. $44 of 123K, three backers. 27 days to go, Mike. We're done with the six pack. We're almost done with this episode, which is going to be a real bear for Dan to edit. So let's give our prayers up for producer Dan on the edit here, gang. He's
you think you could take a bear or like a small koala bear for sure?
Don't even start this, Mike. You're freaking obsessed. Time to read an email.
You're going to want to contact Rockets. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-359-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail, it's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
Okay, we're almost done, so bear with us. It won't take too much longer, folks. We got to read this email, and then we'll get out of your hair, okay? Luke writes, hey, fellas, I was wondering what phrase that commonly appears in your speech best describes you. For myself, I would choose, I don't know, because I'm often without answers in life, but I try to be candid about it. Very honorable, Luke. And Mike, for instance, might choose a bit from an early episode wherein he attempts to rattle off a list of things, and by the third entry, he concludes the list with the phrase, et cetera, or whatever. I'd love to hear from both of you on this question. Of course, Mike does not necessarily have to use the example I chose. I thought about this for a while, what thing I'm constantly saying that describes me. And I came up with a couple of answers, Mike. How about this one? An ex-hitman comes out of retirement to track down the gangsters that took everything from me. With New York City as my bullet-riddled playground, I'm a fresh and stylized take on the assassin genre.
Okay. You would say that that describes you?
Or maybe I'm a former CIA agent, and I'm also an expert in hand-to-hand combat, along with tracking people down and firing a wide range of weapons with great accuracy. Although I could fire just about any weapon, my pistol of choice was an Italian Beretta 92FS.
No idea, yeah.
If that one doesn't hit, I'd probably go with something I say often. I was once a member of the Deadly Viper Assassination Squad, and my code name was Black Mamba. After my premature retirement from my assassination career upon becoming pregnant, I left the squad to escape the life of an assassin and start a new one for my unborn daughter. However, Beatrix's friends and my fiancé were murdered at the marriage rehearsal, but I myself was shot in the head and put into a 4-year coma. Once I woke up from my coma, I plotted my deadly vengeance against all members of the Deadly Viper Assassination Squad, including Bill himself, killing them all one by one and killing anyone who stood in my way.
I can see that you, what you did, and you kind of did find and replace for Beatrix, but you missed one because it has the apostrophe, so it's Beatrix's friends. You kind of left that one in there. I can see the mistake. But also, I mean, that's really good. So I don't know if you just came up with it or, but,
Beatrix is my friend.
Mine would have to be, I don't know. I think I'm going with that one.
That's the one that he said. Luke. They were all movies. That was what the thing was.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Jake from Chicago. How about you keep our fucking city's name out of your goddamn mouth, huh?